This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. Indiana University has unveiled plans for a new lab it says will serve as a hub for the creation, use, and study of virtual worlds. The Kinetic Imagery and Extended Reality Lab, or the KIX Lab, will feature a 24-foot LED immersive soundstage known as The Wall. David Tulchinsky, dean of the IU Media School, said the wall is similar to what is known as the volume, which is used to film a popular Star Wars series.
You can do virtual sets like the famous example of The Mandalorian, that rather than green screen where actors are forced to just act in front of a blank wall, they actually see the set. And as you move the cameras, you can adjust the perspective of the set.
IU said it will allow faculty and graduate students to use virtual and augmented reality in research and creative projects across disciplines, such as public art, science, health, and education. An estimated cost of the KIX lab is not yet known. IU said it will begin searching for two faculty members to run the lab this fall, with construction to follow at a later date. The inaugural dean of Butler University's two-year Founders College will be Carolyn Gentle Genedy, the university announced Tuesday. She is currently an assistant vice president and social work professor at Indiana University Indianapolis. She will join Butler June 3rd. Butler announced in November that the two-year college is being created to expand access to students from historically underserved communities and increase affordability. Through the Founders College, the university said students can obtain an associate degree at little or no cost and complete their bachelor's degree at Butler for about $10,000. Over the next year, Butler said Gentle Genedy will develop the school's new infrastructure and hire faculty and staff. The Caitlin Clark Effect officially arrived in Indianapolis on Monday night. Within an hour of the Indiana Fever's selection of Clark as the first pick in this year's WNBA draft, lines wrapped throughout the southern part of the Gainbridge Fieldhouse concourse as fans waited their turn to purchase Clark-related merchandise ranging from shirts to hats to jerseys. Lines to the team store snaked out the door and came with a 20-minute wait. The team's draft party at the Fieldhouse drew an estimated 6,000 fans, many of whom stuck around after watching the draft on the arena. Arena's video scoreboard to purchase items from the first stock of memorabilia. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southeast Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to Engage Southern Indiana, New Albany, May 1st, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders, discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs, and walk away with bold new thinking for Southeast Indiana's growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Evansville-based Honeymoon Coffee Company, which serves coffee, bubble waffles, ice cream, and more, opened a fourth shop on the city's west side in November. The new location is much more than a cafe. The building also encompasses a roastery, a warehouse, and Honeymoon's corporate offices. While the Honeymoon coffee shops have similar menus, co-owner Jessica Parsons said each location is special.
We kind of make each shop have a different vibe and kind of fit the neighborhood. And then I feel like we do a good job of bridging kind of the pretentious coffee with being more like approachable and relatable.
Besides owning four coffee shops and managing an Airbnb, the Parsons have recorded 13 episodes of the Honeymoon Coffee podcast, which launched in the summer of 2023. The couple answers questions and share stories about growing a business. Four Indiana University-led innovations in the fields of electrical engineering, medicine, and music have received patents. A team of IU School of Medicine researchers developed a method that helps prevent, treat, and diagnose conditions associated with an insufficient quantity or quality of certain stem cells and blood cells. An IU Jacobs School of Music associate professor developed a podium that amplifies acoustics for musical instruments. A professor of medical engineering at IUPUI developed materials for improving the performance and production of lithium-ion batteries. And another two professors developed compounds and methods for treating HPV infections, including pre-malignant infections and cancer. As the six Republican candidates round the final bend before the May 7th primary in the 2024 governor's race, Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch leads the pack in terms of money on hand, according to the new campaign finance reports filed Monday. As of March 31st, Crouch had over $3 million on hand and no debts. The next leading contender in terms of money on hand is Braun, with $946,000. followed by Chambers with 761,000 and Doden with 250,000. Combined, the candidates have nearly $5 million left to spend and have spent a jaw-dropping $20 million in the first quarter of 2024. In 2023, the six potential nominees spent nearly $14.5 million, almost certainly making this race the most expensive gubernatorial nomination in Indiana history with another few weeks to go. Muncie-based First Merchants Bank on Tuesday announced the promotion of Scott Steinwart to market president for the Northwest region. Steinwart most recently served as regional chief sales officer for the region, which includes Northwest Indiana, Chicagoland, and South Bend, Mishawaka. Fairbanks Foundation CEO Claire Fidian Green is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond, available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.